Hot Business on Hot 102.7 with Moneyweb.
I'm chatting with Ross Fritz-Charles. He's founder and CEO of Preferential. Ross, appreciate the time. You've got a new app coming around screening tenants. I want to get to details around that. But fair to say up front that the renting market, it really does tend to favour the tenant. Landlords really do need to be smart around who they put into their properties as renters.
Yeah, definitely. I think it's a costly exercise to get a tenant out of the property. And that's something that I think any landlord just wants to avoid at all costs.
Do we have any sense? I mean, imagining that the biggest challenge is just non-payment of the monthly rent. Do we have any sense of how much or how many tenants are behind in terms of rental payments?
Yeah, look, I think if you look at the latest paper of data report, you'll see that 17% of tenants are behind.
Wow.
And then of that, almost 78% of that specific rental is outstanding for those tenants.
Wow.
It's quite extensive, yeah.
That is a giant number. I thought we were going to be talking decimals. I mean, in essence, this is what makes it even more crucial to make sure that you get the right tenant. The challenge, I suspect, is that, I've never had to vet a tenant, but I imagine it's for an individual who's not skilled in it. It's not an easy process.
Yeah, definitely. It's a long process. You need to ensure that you can identify when tenants are tampering with documents. We've seen that a lot in the last couple of years, especially with the AI tools that's come up. Tenants are faking their bank statements, providing that to landlords. And if you're not doing these checks on a daily basis, then there's no ways you're going to pick it up. So it's a long process. You need to understand. And if you're doing like one or two screenings a year, then it really becomes a challenge and it's very time consuming.
I mean, is it also, I mean, you mentioned bank accounts. I imagine it's also, is it a credit check? I mean, ID verification as well?
Yeah, look, are you referring to the screening we've built or the process
In general, I mean, can a landlord go and verify an ID and do a credit check on a third party? I can do mine, but I don't know, I could do somebody else's.
Yeah, you can. You obviously need consent for that. So there's a consent letter that needs to be signed, which is typically part of your application form. Once you receive the document, supporting documents and the application form back, you can log onto a TPN, which is the largest tenant credit bureau in the country. Mm-hmm. You run a report for that, and that now you've got the credit report. And then as a landlord, you need to look at the willingness and ability of a tenant to pay the rental. So you look at credit history, how have they paid previous accounts. Mm-hmm. You need to look at their affordability, meaning their salaries. Are they able to actually pay the rent? And I think there's an obligation as landlords also not to put tenants unnecessary financial stress. So if someone really can't afford the rental, firstly, you're going to burn yourself. And secondly, you're putting that individual in a very difficult situation in order to continue paying that rental. So, you can definitely pull credit reports on tenants as a landlord.
The trick is, and it's what we've alluded to, it's probably not the landlord's skill set. Maybe you're doing it twice a year, maybe you're doing it every second year. And that's where you've come in. You've launched an app which, as I understand, essentially does this for the landlord.
Yeah, exactly. So the process is, like I said, time-consuming. And what we've built with this over the last almost decade, we've learned. We obviously do a lot of tenant vetting on a daily basis. Mm-hmm. We learn sort of the tricks of the trade. We know how to look for fraudulent bank statements. We obviously have data partners that we pull the information from. Mm-hmm. And what we've said is, how do we build a solution that can actually help landlords firstly understand the risk of the tenant and then do the heavy lifting in terms of identifying all these fraudulent applications within the process? And that's exactly what we've built with the mobile app.
And I imagine being an app, because this is a lot of legwork, the turnaround times are probably quite swift.
Yeah, so at the point of the tenant completing the 8-step application process and uploading their supporting documents, once they click submit, the landlord immediately gets the results. Same with the tenant, so they immediately know what's their chances of getting this property. And then within that, we do live employment checks. We verify that the bank account is actually is a legitimate bank statement. We scrape the information off that, so we validate the salary compared to the application that was provided. So we verify that for the landlords. And then we also provide a risk-based deposit recommendation for landlords. So they can basically know what's the level of deposit they need to ask. And then we also do like a preferential risk scoring on that. So looking at the credit data all the admin that was done on checking the documents and formulating a risk report on that.
The deposit's interesting because I always just assumed it was sort of a one-month deposit. But I take your point where you could almost sort of tweak that. If you've got a slightly higher-risk tenant, I don't know, maybe it's a two-month. So you can actually get some flexibility in that regard.
Yeah, definitely. If you look at the industry standards, over the last year, it's increased from 1.29% of the rental is what the landlords typically charge.
Mm-hmm.
It's increased to 1.31. So landlords are typically looking anything between 1.5 month deposit to be safe. But mm-hmm. I mean, that also depends on the risk level of the tenant.
Yeah, absolutely. And of course, the deposit isn't a sure thing, but at least to put some cash in your hand. You say you've been working on this for a while. I mean, if you've been at it for an age, AI sort of popped up and I'm thinking even machine learning. I imagine you've used some of that in that process as well in the last couple of years and integrated that in.
Yeah, that's exactly. So the question was, how do we make this possible for landlords to do it themselves,
mm-hmm.
especially the landlord and agents as well? How do you get that landlord or agent to use a tool that does all the heavy lifting for them? And that's where we basically utilize the AI. So understanding the documents, understanding the risk profile, consolidating that into a simple overview for landlords. Because, I mean, screening is screening. And if you do it daily, then it's an easy thing you get used to, the flags that you need to pick up. But like I said, if you're doing that once a year or every 2 years, then it's really difficult to know what to look out for on a specific tenant.
Is there also, I mean, we've been talking around potentially a landlord doing this. I imagine there is a fee per use. If I was going to be, if I'm the tenant, could I do it on myself and then I can produce a document to my landlord? In other words, take the pressure and the cost off them, because I might want to screen as a landlord, I don't know, half a dozen people.
Yeah, we've built the platform such that when the landlord sends an application link, they can either select to pay it themselves or they can get the tenant to pay for that. And the reason we've built it like that is there's a lot of applications coming through for a specific property, and you want to sort of cut out the noise in that. You only want the serious tenants because you want to sort of cut down on your vacancy numbers. And in order to do that, you need to make sure that you understand the tenants who supply, understand their risk, and that you can effectively or quickly screen those tenants and get to a result. And the same for tenants. We've built it such that they can actually run the credit report and then share that with a specific landlord or agent. And the tenant would then, in that case, pay for the application.
Last question. I mean, I chat to lots of people around fintech and the like, and this, I suppose, is in a sense, I don't know, it's property tech, I guess. Is this this must be a booming space that I was just, as a landlord, just unaware of?
Yeah, look, I think property tech has taken off in the last probably 7 years. Mm-hmm. We started seeing a lot of investment in prop tech. We started Preferential, which is we provide a preferential promise. Mm-hmm. So on every screening, we basically provide landlords with a comfort that depending on the package the tenant qualifies for, but our premium package, we qualify landlords or tenants for a four-month rental protection from preferential. Okay. So we pay the landlords four consecutive months. We pay for and deal with the eviction process, and we cover them for 1 month worth of property damages. And it's all at a fraction of the cost. So it's like 4.2% of the rental amount.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what we started about 9 years ago. And the new screening solution now with AI really just makes it simple to embed these solutions in to provide offerings that actually makes our lives easier and simpler.
Yeah,
there's a lot happening in prop tech, specifically with AI. When you look at rental management, understanding leases, you can upload your lease agreement and really ask simple questions around that. And AI can basically provide you with results on that. We've seen property inspection apps where a video recording is taken through the property and the AI starts building reports on that and then basically providing you with like an inspection report. So yeah, there's a lot of exciting things happening in the prop tech space.
Okay, I'm going to dig more into it. As I say, I was largely blissfully unaware of this, but we'll leave it there. That's Ross Fitzcharles. He's founder, CEO of Preferential. Appreciate the time.
Hot Business on Hot 102.7 with MoneyWeb.